Hey, ahead. You're with me, Mike on the mic. Mike in the morning on Radio Life and Style. Helen Garner from Yoga Everywhere is in the studio with you and fresh from a yoga class. Helen, today we're taking a breath, a moment to connect, and you sent me a link recently, a really interesting approach to embracing the season, embracing autumn, and tying into the ancient practice of Ayurveda. What is Ayurveda for those that aren't entirely clued up on this really ancient and really all-encompassing sphere of life and being?
Well, that's exactly what it is. Ayur means life, and Veda is science and the knowledge. So it's the knowledge of life. So it's, yeah, you nailed it.
What can I say?
Intuitively new.
When I'm good, I'm good.
So Ayurveda is, it's the sister science to yoga, to be honest. Really? Yeah, they work hand in hand. Ayurveda is the how, kind of also the how. Yoga is also the how, you know, so they work together. And the thing I like about Ayurveda is, you know, in our modern lifestyle with sort of allopathic medicine, we go when we are sick. So it almost, it fixes us when we're down.
Yeah.
Whereas Ayurveda has levels of health. And I was actually talking about that the other day with students, was that, you know, at the fifth level, you can go to a doctor and a doctor can diagnose you. But the first four levels, the first two are awesome. You're great. Three, there's a niggle. Four, doctor can't diagnose you, but you know something's not right. Ah. So this is Ayurveda. So Ayurveda wants to help you while you're standing up.
Before
you get to lying down. Exactly. So it's a very, it's all encompassing and it's holistic and it's this really kind of gentle and easy, because you know, when something's wrong, we have to kind of almost go hard.
Yeah.
And so we don't want to go hard all the time.
Amazing. And it's, you know, when something is as all encompassing as this, and if it's not already something that's integrated into your way of living, your routines, it can be sort of hard to wrap your brain around it, but there are a couple of easy little routines and practices that you can start implementing as we enter this autumn moment in our seasons, and just by following three little things here that we're about to outline, you will be aligning yourself well with the Ayurvedic approach to seasonal living, and in particular the season of fall or autumn.
Yeah. So it's they call it Ritu Santi, and it's the seasonal change. And we all know, we're all putting on longer shirts and kind of changing our wardrobes a little bit, and we know that if it's getting a bit darker and everything, we know that things are changing, and yet we just do the same thing. So they reckon that the 7 days before the seasonal change, and for me, the 1st of May is when autumn really starts, is the 7 days before is when our immune system drops, and we can actually, and I know my household is not well. You know, we all like having a Carenza on AC 200 or something. Yeah. You know, we're all feeling a little bit flu-y, and I can hear sniffles in my yoga class. We all are kind of, we've all got a bit of a sniffle right now, and so that kind of reads into it.
Mm-hmm.
So when we make these changes in our wardrobes, we should be thinking about making changes in our diet and our lifestyle at the same time, because the weather has changed, that the humidity has dropped. What does that mean? It's become drier.
Yeah, so it stands to reason, you know?
Yes.
You're changing your outward appearance and approach to living. Why not take care of what's on the inside as well? And there are a couple of different ways you can do this, but if we had to outline just a few that would be easy to integrate into your daily flow.
So basically, as it becomes drier, it becomes more kind of ether and air and wind. So we get more kind of that sort of element comes in. It's not as hot and fiery as the summer. So we need to ground more. We need to, because we're up in the air. If you like literally the phrase up in the air, that's what we become. So we need to ground. So setting a routine, a daily routine where you wake up at the same time, you're doing this, you know, you're exercising at the same time, you know, you have this
structure.
You have structure. It makes a big difference to your mind, and it just grounds you down. And if you are lucky enough to live at the sea, which we are, walk. Go for a walk at the beach. You know, do that. Get in the garden. We're so lucky to be able to be outside even in autumn and winter. I mean, in other countries, we can't.
Mm.
So get out, ground in the garden. Just try and get into your body.
And try to fit that into a structure, into a timed moment.
Yes.
That's the same every day.
That's the same. Like, take the time and allow yourself that time to actually just get back into the body, because up in the air, we don't want to be up in the air.
Yeah. And, you know, in other previous talks we've had on the radio, we've talked about the value of getting some real morning light, sunlight exposure in your
and
eyeballs.
Good news, it's later.
Yeah. But maybe try and work that into your daily moments.
And make sure you're sleeping. Like, set your time, go to sleep at the same time, and, you know, set your alarm. So it's not this kind of random, when it happens, it happens.
Okay. I'm picking up what you're putting down. Mm-hmm. So, number one, get some structure going. Create more of a structured approach to your daily routine. If you are a bit more fluid by nature, now might be a time just to help you plug into something that's a bit more planned.
Settled, yeah.
Yeah. And then when it comes to what you put in, when it comes to food,
yes,
when it comes to nourishing your body and making sure your immune system is prepped for the colder weather to come, what should we be focusing on according to Ayurveda?
Yeah. So Ayurveda always supports local, which I love. So, you know, you want to do local, you want to do seasonal. So that's boom, like always. That doesn't just apply to autumn. You always want to do local and you want to do seasonal. So if you can, do that. And then again, remembering that we moving into the time of air and kind of sort of lightness, we want to have oil. So the food becomes warmer. You want to avoid, you know, because summer was the heat, you wanted to cool down. So we're having a lot more salads. Now we want to put oil, good oils. We want to have sort of
coconut oil,
ghee, if you like that. Having warm, nourishing stews or, you know, that, and soups.
And incorporating things like cinnamon and nutmeg and spices that will bring on that kind of warming
effect.
Yes,
you want to avoid anything that cools you. And you know what actually, what I love is, what's very cooling is coriander, dunya.
Oh, yeah?
It's very cooling.
But that's not for now.
It's not for now. That's for summer.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's fun because then you get to like experiment with different things. And then, yeah, you have your stews and have your warm, nourishing meals.
Okay, so in this little write-up I've got in front of me, it says, eat warm, unctuous seasonal foods. Would that be the sort of the oily, the unctuous? That's the word.
Yeah,
okay.
Exactly. It must be liquidified, like an easy to digest, because the digestive system becomes light and sort of dry. We want to make sure that we ground and oil.
Okay.
You know, it's like the joints become dry.
Yes.
You can feel that when you're practicing or running or doing whatever, you're feeling drier and a little bit more brittle.
And on that note, apart from what you put in, what you put on when it comes to your skin and your moisture in your skin, your skin obviously is your barrier.
Yeah, the greatest organ in the body. Yeah, the biggest, largest organ in the body.
And a big part of this autumn approach, according to Ayurveda, is making sure that barrier is well moisturized, well oiled as well.
Yeah.
And a practice that is sometimes called self-abhyanga. Am I getting that right?
Yes, you did. That's really good. Abhyanga. Abhyanga is a massage. So you want to get just the oil and your body and you rub it in and you sit, put a old towel on or something and just sit for 5 minutes and then just go and shower it off. I like to use cold black sesame oil, but you can use coconut oil, you can use almond oil, whatever, and just rub that in. And then if you don't have time for that, put a couple of drops of oil in your bath.
Oh, there you go.
Mm-hmm.
That'll be better than nothing.
And then a kick in the head.
Yeah. taking some time with some self-care and a moment to connect as well.
Yes. And honestly, set time every day for self-care. For yourself.
It's not rocket science.
No.
But we need to be reminded from time to time. And this is your moment, your mindful moment as we enter this next seasonal chapter. Be kind to yourself. Create that daily structure, that daily routine. Put in the good stuff, the warm stuff, the stuff that has got a little bit of the good oils.
Yeah, avocados. That's my best. Avocados are open gates.
Fully.
Go.
And then what's on the outside as well, make sure that you're giving yourself that little bit of extra love and attention, oil and moisturize, and a moment just to let it all kind of soak in, and you'll see, you'll sail through this next.
It is, you know, that Abhyanga, that self massage is really, there's so many things going on there that's beautiful. It's calming because it really does calm the nervous system as well. And sitting with that oil, and then if you're waiting 5 minutes, why don't you just breathe? So then you're going to do the breathing for 5 minutes before you jump in the shower. So it's like there's so much, you're doing so many good things.
You see, and it's free. You're getting all this great information. Helen is the lady who's filling you in on all this good stuff right now. And for those that want to connect more with you, Helen, and to see what you're up to in your yoga and your free diving, I believe you've got a new online yoga video course about to drop in the next couple of days.
I'm super excited.
Very cool. Where can folks find you on socials or online?
Helen Garner Yoga on Instagram, and I have a link tree that you can click on that and find a whole bunch of options.
Goodies, including this podcast, which we're going to load up after the show this morning as well. You can share it to your friends and spread the Ayurvedic love. Helen, thanks for giving us a little moment on a Tuesday. Have a terrific Tuesday, a great rest of your week, and we'll connect again for another mindful moment, same time next week. What do you say?
Can't wait.
You heard it here. Radio Life and Style.